We're all youth at heart, and as you know, I like to do youth messages because I love the children and I like to plant seeds into the children so they can grow up to be disciples of Jesus. Wow. You know, in Mark's gospel, Jesus was talking to a rich man. And the rich man was asking him, hey, teacher, how can I get eternal life? Well, that's a good question. And Jesus told him, well, you got to go sell everything you had and give it to the poor, and then you can have eternal life. And the rich guy said, I don't know if I want to do that. But wonder, the question is this, how do we get rich? What is rich? Well, sometimes we think about rich as having enough of money to be able to do anything that you want to do when you want to do it. And that may be a good way, because we should take care with our money and how we use it and different things like that. People like to say, well, maybe I can get richer by winning the lottery and get $1 million. And if I would have $1 million in my checking account, I'd be rich, right? Well, it sounds like it could be, and that's a lot of money. But I want to think about this. If we did have $1 million, what would we do with it? Would we simply buy lots of things for our own enjoyment and different things like that? Or would we give it away? Now, sometimes you read about people who have a lot of money, but they're still leading poor lives. They're miserable. Their money doesn't make them happy. And you say, well, it would make me happy. Well, I don't think so. Because if you have a lot of money, it really doesn't bring happiness. And a lot of times when you got a lot of money, people want to try to manipulate you to get the money out of you. So you always have this, and then you become a possessive of things, and you don't reach out to people like you should, and you become isolationist. Well, really, if you want to become rich, what Jesus said is to give away all your money and then follow me. Well, your money won't make you rich, that's for sure. So what makes you rich is following God. Jesus told the man that had a lot of money, come, give it all away, and then follow me. Well, the young man didn't want to do it. He just gave up and walked away. Well, really, rich people in this world may have a lot of money, but really think about this. They are people who have learned to love God and who wants to be able to share that. You know what? There's an old saying, you can't outgive God. Yeah, but if I got $1 million, I'd just hang on to it and not keep it. You need to give it away. And if you give it away, you'll get more. It's an amazing thing. But Jesus is talking about how to become rich. And what he was talking about are riches in heaven. That means that if we follow him and we do the best that we can and help other people, we have a wonderful gift called eternal life. And there are just some things you can't buy with money. You can't buy kindness or fairness or love or honesty. Money can do a lot of things that it won't give you the peace that passes all understanding. Yeah, now God provides us everything that we need in this life. When you think about it, all that we need is what? Water and food and air and breath. But you are rich. You are rich if you believe in God and do the kind of things that God wants you to do, to love one another. Well, I hope and pray you're having a wonderful day. I sure do like talking to us about spiritual things down on a childlike level. Jesus said, come unto me like a little child, faith like a child. Believe in me. Wow. So we are really rich as followers of Christ. Not in the physical sense, but surely in the spiritual sense.